WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about youth in our community. Visiting with us from the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center, Judge Donna Scott Davenport. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Great to have you with us on
Happy October 1st.
Absolutely. Brand new month.
Yes.
And hopefully a change in season.
Oh, so. Let's hope so.
Well, it's supposed to be next Monday, I think. Temperatures switch to the 70s, which...
Yeah. That would be lovely.
Normal.
Yes.
As opposed to 96 or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't live in a normal world day to day anyway, so it's okay.
Now, you brought some friends with you today.
I did. We're excited for our listeners today to hear again from our sheriff's office and the wonderful program that they do with their SROs and our county schools, as well as one of the programs that they operate called Operation Integrity. So with us today is Sergeant Jones and Sergeant Turner, who are going to talk to us about the duties and responsibilities and all the help that the SROs give our students as well as our teachers and staff and the programs that they offer for our children.
Well, it's good to have both of you with us today.
Thank you.
Good morning.
And tell us, first of all, so we can get a good handle on this, what is Operation Integrity?
Well, Operation Integrity is what we call the highly structured intervention program that the Sheriff's Department started back in fall of 2004. Much better way to put it, it is a boot camp that lasts all day with kids that have some surface, what we call surface issues, the way they're making bad decisions, and our job is to make them think about consequences and get them back on the right track.
Okay, so it's a boot camp atmosphere. How's this going over?
It's gone over very well. We've had great results over the years. I often run into kids who have gone through the program years ago, and so I get some good comments back from them. I get some good feedback from parents as well.
Now, do the parents participate in the program too?
Yes, sir. There is a parent component that goes along with it. While the kids are going through boot camp, the parents are also in a class that's put on by three other deputies.
Okay, that is Sergeant Irvin Turner that you're listening to. Also with us this morning is Sergeant Sean Jones, both from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. And Sergeant Jones, tell us what you think is the main strength of this program.
I've been involved in this program for around 8 years now, and over the years what I've noticed is it teaches the kids different variables, but the biggest thing I like, it teaches our kids consequences, whether they're being good or bad. So with good decisions and good choices they make, good consequences come in, and then vice versa with the bad.
Now, this is for children ages 12 to 16. Do you wish you could start earlier, or is 12 just the appropriate age? I mean, because it looks like their problems begin much younger.
Well, we also have a program called Reality Check, and we bring kids in a little bit younger. We can start those kids off at 10 years old, and if you've ever seen a Scared Straight program on television, the Reality Check program is designed that way. We bring them in as young as 10. I have had them a little bit younger than that, just depending on the situation and after consultation with the parents. So that kind of helps us out with those younger age kids.
Now, I notice in your description of the program, you talk about behavioral problems at home and at school, maybe signs of drug use or experimentation. How young do kids start experimenting with drugs these days?
I really don't know if I can put a number on that at this point, and I hate to say that, but that's just true.
I mean, it keeps getting younger and surprises you.
Right. They're exposed to so much more than we were back when we were younger, so things are happening a lot faster.
Okay. When we hear things like the internet, social media, I guess it just spreads word so much more quickly. and is much more devastating. We always talk about how kids are bullied and how that creates an increase in suicide rate. And I think that hit home again recently in the past week. So, real tragedy with what's going on these days. Are all of these things intertwined? What is creating? Why is all this anger? I mean, it seems like anger. Judge Davenport, do you see this from your bench?
Yeah, that's one thing I ask myself every day. Why is this child so angry? And then as we start to try to get with the family, and as I always say, peel back those layers, then a lot of our children have a lot of legitimate reasons to be angry. But the way they exhibit that anger is not acceptable. And that's what oftentimes ends them in trouble, either at school or out in the community breaking the law.
Now, if there was one thing we could walk away after today's program and think, well, we at least got that across, what do you think that would be? What would be the one thing you'd like to get across?
Well, I think every month we get to use this platform is that there is a solution we can attempt with any child, with any issue, through our court system, our probation, our law enforcement community. There is some way that we can all assist you in making it better. It's usually a family issue, and the whole family needs to come together. That's one reason I've always been sold on Operation Integrity, is because it's not just the parents pointing the finger at the children. It's also the parents having to step up and be a parent and do their part of the component that's required.
Now, Sergeant Jones and Sergeant Turner, when did this program, Operation Integrity, begin? You've had it for a while, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We started back in the fall of 2004.
Okay. And so has it changed much over those years? Were we the first to offer a program like this, or was it offered somewhere else?
Well, as far as I know, here in Middle Tennessee, we have the only program. I often get calls from other counties and other areas asking about the program. We've also had people come up from other departments to kind of mirror our program and start their own as well.
And so it's obviously working very well for you.
Yes, sir.
How many students have you had go through the program?
That number is hard to quantify. We've had quite a few over the years. I know just last year we had close to 100 kids come through the programming. That includes our reality check and the Operation Integrity Boot Camp.
But since you've had it for so many years now, have you had those students who graduated in years past come back to you and say, man, you made a difference in my life?
Absolutely, and I also get kids that come in and just would love to come in and spend time with some of those kids and talk with the classes that we have come through. So I've had kids come in and request that. I had one young man who's in college now who often asks, can he come back and speak to the kids, and I've had him to mentor kids as well.
So they can get involved?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the involved portion, are those volunteers, or do you have to be a law enforcement officer? How does that work?
With the drill instructors, all those drill instructors are SROs. My parent component instructors are SROs as well. My drill instructors also have military background, so that helps us out with the boot camp portion.
So if you have a person who has gone through the program and they get their education completed and go to the military, are they a potential candidate for your program after that if they want to be a part of it?
We have guest speakers from time to time, so if one of those guys who's gone through the program contacts me, we can arrange to have them come in and speak as a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm. More so than that, though, would they be eligible to apply for a job there?
Oh, no, sir. They'd have to be an SRO with the Sheriff Department.
Okay, but could they be an SRO? Could they apply?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
we'll take them.
Okay. I didn't know whether there was any regulation that prohibited that or something. Well, that's something else for individuals and parents and grandparents, because you always are proud of your kids. They can think about, you know, if you do this and do it well, there's also, in addition to being helped yourself, you can help others.
Yes, sir.
And on and 100 or so a year, you're helping in large quantities there.
Yes, sir.
So,
one thing I want to add about the program is, with a lot of programs, you go through, is it 6 weeks or is it?
With the follow-ups.
Right, yes. 6 weeks with follow-ups. You have a 1 day, and it's always a Saturday, and it's about a 12-hour day, and our parents have about a 4 or 5 hour day, but we don't leave the child there. They have a follow-up for many weeks, 6 weeks. And if the child starts to slip or needs someone to come talk to, or the parent needs to reach out and say, oh, I'm starting to see this again, they are always there to help the parent and help the youth. And I think that's another thing that makes this program so successful. It's not that we do the 1 day and then go, okay, good luck with what we taught you today. They're there surrounding the family still with any assistance that's needed.
Judge Davenport, on some of the programs we've talked about, you've mentioned that the parents had part of the blame to share, and they were made to be a part of a program through the courts. Is that the way this one works, or is this voluntary?
Well, it's either way. Sometimes I can order it, but we have other avenues to get attention to the youth that needs it quicker than waiting for a court date. And we have a lot of referrals either from the attendance teachers at Rutherford County or the school staff themselves or the SROs that know that some children are in trouble. So there's a lot of avenues. You don't have to come into court to benefit from this program. I'd rather you not even come ever meet me, and that maybe you could be diverted and do this program, and a light bulb goes on as to what your future is going to be if you don't change your behavior.
On many situations where we have found that besides the court passing down the Operation Integrity, we've actually had parents that are at their wits' end, you know, and needing help. So we'll offer this program, and a lot of times they actually sign their children up for it themselves and are willing to come to the class as a parent to see what they can do to, you know, help the situation. Mm-hmm.
So when they're at their wits' end, what are some, give us some examples of things that they are saying to you, I just need your help. I'm reaching. And the reason I'm saying this, there may be some listeners right now who are in that boat, and they also have a bit of denial. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite there yet. But if they hear what somebody else is motivated, why, what motivated them, that might help them. Share with them.
You know, just my personal situation where parents have come to me is where the kids usually being defiant. And won't listen to instruction, won't follow just household rules, school rules. And then, of course, you always have the experimentation with marijuana or other drugs. It's a plethora of different situations. Kids, finding their kids skipping out of the house. And so they just come to us and look for help.
That was Sergeant Sean Jones. Sergeant Turner, tell us some of your thoughts on that, some of the things parents have said to you as to why they are there.
Well, just to kind of echo what Sergeant Jones just said, they're at their wit's end where they've lost control. And it's hard to be a parent when you're working every day and you come home in the evening time and your child has been exposed to a lot of negative things throughout the day. So you come home and try and be a parent for a couple of hours there before you have to go to bed and start your day over the next day. So they lose control at some point.
So they just, just beside themselves as to what can I do now, and they are not at home. And am I getting that right, Judge Davenport?
Sometimes they leave home. They may leave home for an hour or 2 hours. They may leave home for a day or two. And of course, those we really want to reach out because there's so many dangers on the street for our children that are out there. But it sometimes it's just that child that just will not listen to reasonable expectations of a home or their parents or from school or even attend school.
Mm-hmm. So everybody has their a little different reason that they've come forward, but over the years you're helping a variety of people. Whatever the reason is that you need to come forward, you're pretty well at the end of the road. You don't know what to do next, and you're reaching out and trying to find an answer, which is, you know, that's sort of what kids are doing too, isn't it? I mean, if we look at it in the wrong direction, they are looking for guidance. They're looking for family. They're looking for friends. And sometimes they reach out in the wrong direction and are finding that in gangs.
They are, and that's another reason this program has always been so successful. I cringe when they say boot camp, and they know I do, and that's okay. I refer to it as a self-esteem building day. Most of our children that we encounter, a lot of them, no one has told them that they have any worth, they have any hope, they have any future, and that nobody is there to help them. And this is a program that helps. You help each other with tasks in this program. You achieve, which is wonderful. You see something that, gosh, I didn't know I could do that. And it's tough at the beginning. They come down real hard at the beginning, which is appropriate. But by the end, what do you see at the end of the day with some of the toughest that you saw early that morning?
Well, one of the things that amazes me more than anything, and I've always said this, usually by the end of the day, you have kids coming up and shaking your hand and saying, thank you for spending time with me today. Thank you for teaching me this. Thank you for working with me. They're very pleased with how they completed the program. At the beginning of the morning, they certainly think they won't finish the day. But by the end of the day, they're very pleased with their performance, and they're very pleased with their confidence as well.
Now, when I think about boot camp, I think of really grueling activities that are out there, and the kids think to themselves, am I going to make it through the day? Are they thinking these things?
Well, that's the initial part of it, and that's a big portion of it. And we use that just to get them started in the morning, but as the day goes on, it turns into mainly a teaching class versus just a grueling boot camp.
So they do have challenges.
Absolutely, but they're encouraged to face those challenges together with the group of kids that they're there with. And it's just like anything you would do at home with your family. Everybody has a task to complete, and once everybody works together, then that task can be completed, and that's the kind of emphasis on the program there that we use.
Is this the first time for many of them that they've done something together as a team, so to speak, and are they amazed at that?
A lot of times it is the first time they've worked as a team, and they see how things come together once you work together. And that's what we want to teach them about being at home. If mom says wash the dishes at 6 o'clock so I can have dinner ready by 6:30, then you need to do your part. And mm-hmm. That's how it works.
So we're going to find out more about the program, the boot camp program, in just a little bit. And we're going to learn how perhaps it can be a benefit to you, to your family. If you're almost at wit's end there and wondering, what can I do? What is next? I don't want this to go on. It can't go on. We'll find out what you can do. Right now, though, we're going to check on the traffic and weather. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Atlanta.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. Bell Jewelers is the oldest retail store in Rutherford County.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. Come in and see what a family-owned business that still runs in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that everyone in the community is very proud of and we're proud to be celebrating.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. There are so many ways that people give gifts these days, and you know, a lot of times the simplest solution is just getting gift cards to their favorite spots. You don't have to worry about sizes. You don't have to worry about what they like. Gift cards to Demas is great. It's great whether you want to give to teachers. Gift cards are one of my favorite things. I encourage you to get gift cards from us. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Well, good morning. We've been in pretty good shape so far out here down the interstate. As far as accidents blocking the way, now still some volume of traffic, of course, on 24 up by Sam Ridley, Walden Road, continuing towards Nashville. A lot of traffic still on 41 inbound Murfreesboro Pike. That's still a pretty good route if you're going to use that route towards Nashville. Hey, the 40th annual Oktoberfest in Nashville kicks off Thursday, October 10th through the 13th. All the details at thenashvilleoktoberfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 90s. Southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires old glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
Welcome back. Happy birthday to Annie Duncan. Annie won the goodies today from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Annie Duncan, our winner today. Also, congratulations going out to our good neighbor, George Robinson. George will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over there at Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts. George, congratulations to you. By the way, if you know a good neighbor, let us know who they are. Send us their name, address, and phone number, and tell us why they should be the good neighbor of the day. Our number, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Give us a shout and let us know about that person. We're talking today about youth in our community. Rutherford County Juvenile Court Judge Donna Scott Davenport's with us, and we have guests from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, Operation Integrity, SRO officers Sergeant Irvin Turner and Sergeant Sean Jones. If you are inspired by some of the things you're hearing this morning and you want to know if they can help you out, give us a call. This is a time. You don't even have to be identified. I mean, you can even text us a message, and we will never know who you are, but you can get that answer. Our phone number to talk or text, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Judge Davenport, you said sometimes you do ask people through court to attend this class, but you prefer that they do it on their own. How do they sign up?
Well, we're going to give you, I believe, that information, and there's probably a web or an email that, you know, everybody, nobody wants to talk anymore. And I'm sure they have a phone number as well. But they can probably contact, we'll let Sergeant Jones or Turner tell us that information. But there's different ways that you can reach out, even if you're close to your counselor, school counselor at school or a teacher at school. I would prefer not to. I don't really ask BARDA, order people to go, but I have found, of course, I've been on the bench elected almost 20 years now, and when they come back in front of me, usually like to get their record expunged or status report, and they've been through this program, the youth is standing a little taller, the parents a little less loaded. I think I can just feel that in their presence. And I would say 9.9 times they say, yes, thank you for making us go to this program. It opened our eyes. It told us a lot of things that we didn't think about. And as Sergeant Turner says, a lot of our parents are working hard. they may be working more than one job, and then they come home and they try to parent for an hour or two, you know, with the homework and the dinner and the baths and bedtime, and we got to do it again. And it's difficult. And your teachers and your SROs, especially during those 9 months of school, they spend more time with your child than you do. And every day when I have court on the docket where I have the children offending, I tell the officers, I said, after we've resolved, you're free to go. But if you want to tell me something about this child or this family, because you know them better than anybody, then please stay and let me know what we need to do to help this child. So they in themselves are a wealth of information. You know, and of course, Walk-In Wednesdays, of course, we still have that going on every Wednesday. And if you hear about us today and you walk in on a Wednesday, then the probation can definitely also make referrals to the program.
That's a great idea. And you can walk into the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center any Wednesday.
Any Wednesday from about 8:30 to 4. And I'd prefer the child not miss school. But if the parent just wanted to walk in and talk to a probation officer, because we have so many programs and different things that are there to help our youth, because, again, that's what we're dictated by law to do with our children.
So these are people who are there to help you. I remember when I was a kid, there were school groups that would go to visit the state prison, jails, things of that sort. That always really gave a message. Does that still happen these days? And is that message the same message? Is it as strong as it was back then?
Well, that's a big part of the Reality Check program. It is a jail visit. Where we take the young people upstairs, they visit the inmate pods. Once they visit the pods, we'll bring them back downstairs, and we bring 2 to 3 inmates inside to talk with them face to face and just give them an idea of decisions that they made when they were younger and how they ended up where they are now.
So they actually got to talk to people, and those people are saying, hey, if I had it to do over again, I would do it differently. You need to think differently.
Absolutely, and we refer a lot of the guys that we have come down and talk to the kids. A lot of times are gang members, ex-gang members, some gang leaders we've had here recently that came down and had a lot of positive things to say to the kids and trying to get the kids to change their ways.
Let me ask you this, because when you talk about gang leaders, it almost seems, maybe it's too much movies that we see, but it makes you wonder. I thought they would be killed by the other people who are still in the gangs for turning sides.
Well, a lot of times when we use these people, we actually interview the guys that we bring onto the program to talk with the kids. And a lot of those guys are really, really trying to change themselves and turn themselves around. And they get a lot of gratification from talking with the kids, and it helps them out as well.
So they are actually learning that they did wrong.
Yes, sir. And those are the guys that we want to bring into the program that they can offer something positive to the young people that we're trying to help.
Now, what do you do with kids that are without money and then somebody offers them an opportunity to sell drugs, and by the time, I guess, they're in their older teens, they not only have sold drugs, but they're making enough money to have a fancy, really classic car. How do you show them there are better ways to live?
Well, the best teacher in that situation is to find one of those guys who've been through that already, who've gotten themselves incarcerated because they did the same thing, they made the same decisions when they were younger. So the best teacher for that is someone who's already gone through it. Us as law enforcement, with our program, we want to really show them the consequences and make them understand if you continue to go down this road, this is where you're going to be.
So those people, it's not all a bed of roses. I mean, it's not just nice new cars. I guess they get hooked on the drugs, too, and they get the other problems that go along with that.
Well, it's a lot of fun while you're going through it, while you're having all those things and out making those choices. But at some point, people like myself and Sergeant Jones here, at some point we're going to find out about it, and you'll have to pay the consequences.
That's one thing I really admire about the School Resource Officer Program. You make friends with the students, and they are hungry for leadership. And not just leadership, they're hungry for somebody who gives them direction, who really cares about them, and you have that opportunity to show them there's a better way. And it's got to be a light coming on in their mind, in their hearts, when they get to know you better.
Well, that's our other vision. It's when you're dealing with these young people, it's all about relationships. And that's the catalyst to our program, is us being inside with those kids and building relationships with them, letting them know that they can trust us, letting them know that they can come and talk with us, and we'll help them through whatever they're going through.
Now, Operation Integrity, a boot camp type of program, does it ever take two or three sessions to get the point across, or after one session, is that it?
One session usually works very well. I have had some repeaters to come through. Oftentimes, if we have a young kid that comes through, let's say at the age of 12, by the time he's 16, some dynamics have changed with his life, with his decisions, with his family, with school. So he may have to come back through when he's a teenager.
Do you have the opportunity to remind them of that, or do they bring it up? What? After they come through a second time?
Well, the families will reach out and say we're still having some issues, or they've gone on to another SRO, and some things start to take place and start to happen, and we kind of look back through the history. Well, he's already gone through the program. Let's put him back through, and let's see if we can kind of change some things again and help them make some better decisions.
Now, for parents who are listening and they're thinking, this sounds exactly like what I want my child to go through. We're having problems, but I know they're a good kid, and I know things can be better. Are there some requirements that need to be brought out that say, but if your child has done this or is this way, you're not eligible? Are there some things that we need to share in that area? Or is everybody eligible?
Well, we have to be real careful. We have some kids who are on medication for certain reasons or different reasons, and some of those kids, we're not able to help those kids. If it's some behavior issues that require medication to change that behavior, then we may not be able to help those kids. We're very careful with anyone who has suicidal ideation. We have to be very mindful of that. Those create some different issues that we may not be able to help.
Okay, so if you have thoughts of suicide, can you change that? Or how would you change that? Would that be something that they would go to the walk-in Wednesdays for?
They could always do that, and then it might be that they need some mental health guidance for those children. And again, our YSOs, our court probation staff there, who is ready and is there every day to help parents with issues, they have an abundance of information of different avenues, and it depends on insurance, and other factors come into play, but there is always some type of avenue that we can take. And even if they don't qualify per se because they may have some other issues for Operation Integrity, if they're in a county school, they're going to qualify for the help of an SRO. Our children are so burdened and angry, and it's different things for different children. But one thing that's steadfast is that our SROs are there in every school for these children, and they're there to let them know they're there to listen and to help and maybe help with whatever they're dealing with. So no matter if they didn't qualify for the program per se, they still qualify for the help of this magnificent SRO program.
Now, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Operation Integrity at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. It's for ages 12 to 16, and it operates like a boot camp one Saturday a month from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening. And that alone should get the attention, I would think. You don't let them arrive at 6:20 or so, or whenever the Spirit moves them. I don't guess you do, anyway.
No, sir. One of the biggest things is being there and being accountable. So we start early. It's a long day, but we make progress.
Now, what do you do in that day? Give us sort of an example of, here's what we do starting at 6. What should they expect, students and parents?
Well, for the first couple of hours, when the students come in, they go directly to the drill instructors. The parents will go to the parent component class. Then during the third hour, there's another jail visit, but this time it's a little bit longer than the reality check program, which is normally done the Friday before the Saturday of the boot camp. The fourth hour, we're out at Stones Crest Hospital, where the triage department do a very good job of meeting with us. They talk with the kids about drugs and alcohol. They talk with the kids about what they see teenagers come into the emergency rooms for. And then during the afternoon, there's an obstacle course that they have to complete. Then there's a classroom session at the end of the day where we talk about values and we relate everything back to family consequences and decision making.
Okay, so I'm really impressed that the hospital gets involved and gives firsthand impressions of what they see of kids who've gone wrong, taken the wrong route, and end up in the emergency room.
Well, what we found is that is a huge component of the program when they go in, and it's a relaxed atmosphere at that point. The instructors back out and let the nurses take over. And they go through the process of what happens if someone comes in with a drug overdose or alcohol poisoning or they've been involved in a major traffic accident. And it's really eye-opening for the kids standing there looking at the things that they use and the instruments that the nurses show them.
Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine.
Good.
Just wanted to ask Officer SRO and Judge Gott, students who attend schools with the in-school suspension and the out-of-school suspension, could that be a requirement that they attend this camp, especially those who are OSS?
It certainly depends on the situation there. That would be a nice addition to the program. We'll probably be a little bit overwhelmed with that at some point, but that's not a bad idea.
Well, I was thinking more of the specific, you know, the whatever the administration sends in, if that can be evaluated through the SROs and then submitted to Judge Scott or whoever it needs to go to in the school systems.
I would think that the school itself could develop a policy that maybe it could be part of the requirement if they get in-school or out-of-school suspension as to complete that program. Again, we have to look, and some may not qualify for that program. And before it would come to me, sir, and be ordered. But I think that would be an administrative decision with the school. But, of course, our SROs are hired, of course, by the sheriff's office, but work hand-in-hand with all the school administrators and want to make things better for everybody. So that might be something that could be, I don't know why it wouldn't be discussed. Do you have a thought, Sergeant
Jones? It goes back to a while ago when you said that when students and their parents come in front of you, you actually asked the SROs, and you've done it with myself, about if there's anything that we might know about this student. And that's information. If we have a student that has habitually been in school suspension or is getting out of school suspension, we could pass that information that you might not know ahead of time. So we could pass that information on to you, which you could build off of.
Absolutely, because I've got maybe 2.5 minutes per child for that type of docket that we have. So any of that, or even if the school thinks that this is something, reach out to your SRO and see if that's something that, because we can definitely order it, especially if they're going to be in the court. We could definitely order that. Does that help, sir?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Our phone number, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. We're talking this morning about a special program, Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Operation Integrity. And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Whoops, didn't get that one. Our number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the weather. We'll be right back. Stay with us, won't you?
With his song, I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style, and so I came to see him to listen for a while.
The Action Line, Rutherford Issues, The Morning News, Swap and Shop, The Grumman Show. We're keeping it local on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Come by our store, Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line music instrument store with well over 5,000 square feet packed with great instruments in every category. In guitars, we're your local dealer for the two top acoustic guitar brands in the world, Martin and Taylor. We've got the best selection and prices anywhere in the state of Tennessee on these. This is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. If you're like everybody else and are seeing these nice new homes and come back home and look at your shower and want to do a large shower, a big nice shower, or update your kitchen to nicer cabinets, we can definitely help you with that at Farrah Construction. We are a local company, as we've said, and we care about you, and we want to make sure things are right when we leave your house.
Call 615-893-6120. It's Farrah Construction Company.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the upper 90s. Southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Sort of like the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office program, Operation Integrity. It is a bridge over troubled waters, and we're learning how to cross that bridge today. For parents who are listening in, there's some things we have not touched on, and we don't want the program to end without this information being available. Is there a fee for this program?
For the Operation Integrity program, there's a $25 fee. For the Reality Check program, there's no cost. Now, for the $25 fee, if you need a waiver, we will offer waivers for you so that fee can be taken away.
Okay. So there is a fee, but if you can't pay that, there is a way around that.
Yes, sir.
For getting more information on the program or signing up for the program, what do they need to do?
Well, the sign-up, you can call 615-904-3066, and if you leave a message, I'll make sure I contact you. You can also go to your SRO at your school, at your child's school, and speak with them or just give them a phone call, and they'll get you in contact with me or give you information on the program.
Now, this program is starting over again at a certain time, or do you just join in the program in progress, or how does that work?
We do the program once a month, so what you need to do is contact me, and I'll give you a date. I'll get some information to you. There's a sign-up packet that you'll have to fill out for the child to come through the Operation Integrity program. They'd have to have a physical as well. For the reality check, there's just a waiver that needs to be signed once you bring the kids into the adult facility.
Okay, now for the reality check, do the parents also go on that with you?
For the reality check, I will allow the parent, since it's a Friday morning when we do that program, I will allow the parent to have an adult to bring them as long as their parent approves that adult. Mm-hmm. But for the boot camp, I will need a custodial parent for the boot camp.
Okay, so both are learning, the student and the guardian or parent, whatever it might be.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and after we've heard comments from you about the students, are the parents equally excited? Judge Davenport, you indicated that they were getting some positive comments. What about at the sheriff's office? Are you hearing those same comments?
We get quite a few calls from parents thanking us for the program. Throughout the year, we get letters. We get a lot of recognition from parents and adults who've come through the program with their kids or their stepkids.
Okay, so this is a changer for the student, and I would think it would be a changer for family attitude almost, a changer in the way the family works together.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that kind of why I'm so strong on this program is like this last Friday night I was working a game at Riverdale High School, and I had a parent from a student that went through our boot camp 6 years ago come up and give me a hug and tell me how much she appreciated us taking time to work with her child and the difference it did make.
So it's something that lasts for the whole their life.
Yes.
So a one-month period can change your life. And somebody listening right now is trying to think, well, I've been looking for this all along. I was at wit's end, didn't know what to do. So there is an answer.
There is an avenue out there for them.
And they can be a part of that, and you can have this behind you before cold weather even sets. That's amazing. I mean, you've gone years, and you didn't know what to do, and now all of a sudden here is something laid right in your lap that does work. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bart. Hope you all are doing okay, too. I know time is almost up, but I wanted to make a quick comment. I do foster care, and I had one of my kids to go through that program, and I went through the training, and I sit in. It's a great program, and it really helped my team when we went through it. And I just wanted to give that little comment. Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. So there you go, another comment like that.
Bart, we have so many success stories that people just don't think that we have in dealing with our youth because it's gloom and doom a lot. But we do have these success stories, and it's because we do what we have the passion and we're driven to do. And thank you, caller, a foster parent that has enough going through the regulations and requirements of DCS, that they took the time, because it is. It's always had my support from the very beginning. I've never wavered on that. And it is a good program, as well as supporting our SROs and being there for them.
You know, all of this is motivated by love, whether it's a foster parent, grandparent, parent, it's school teachers, SROs. It's motivated by love and concern for the kids. Before we leave, is there anything you'd like to share that's on your heart that you just want to get out this morning?
Well, now, Bart, you kind of know me too good, I think.
I know how you're thinking.
We're in troubled times right now. We have a lot of law changes, and our youth are just so exposed to so much more every day. It gets harder for my prayers every day. Lord, protect our youth, our families, our law enforcement, our teachers, everybody that touches and concerns our youth. Because of our climate today with everything of the rules don't apply, and you don't have to have consequences. And that's why I really appreciate what our law enforcement community and SROs in this program does, because it does get their attention and helps them know there's going to be a consequence.
Very good. We thank you all for joining us. Sergeant Irvin Turner with us today. Sergeant Sean Jones and Judge Davenport, thank you for joining us.